Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
64855. There's a charge on my debit card, and I didn't buy anything from you. What company is this?
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies. I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines.
I'll just report you for fraud and file charges. It's real simple. I didn't authorize a charge. I don't even know who the company is.
Well, I can't provide you with no information of our companies. I'm sorry.
You can answer the phone for the people that falsely took money out of my account, but you can't tell me who they are.
We have more than 300 companies, sir, with more than 300 lines.
Well, then what good does it do for this phone number that's attached to where they charged me?
Only thing that I could do is try to pull up an order for you.
All you can do is do what?
Pull up an order for you.
Would you do that, please?
What is your zip code, please?
64855.
First and last name?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your first and last name?
What is my what?
What is your first and last name?
Robert Dean.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your shipping address for security purposes?
727 County Lane 228, Oronogo, which is Oronogo, Missouri, 64855.
Thank you. See, an order was in on February 1st for $9.97. Do you, for the space?
What is it for?
For the space heater, do you recall that order?
Yeah, but I didn't even think it went through. That's been months ago.
No, it hasn't been months. The order was just done this month on February 1st, sir.
Well, now, there was a deal where I was supposed to get a free space heater. Is that what it is? I'm getting
when you place
it?
Order, yes, you're getting billed for that item because you did not call in your 48 hours. Your trial starts on February 1st and expired on February 4th.
I'm going to call up Monday and report it as fraud. I didn't agree to buy two of them.
You're not buying two.
Nothing of the kind.
You're getting billed.
It's supposed to be for me paying $9.95 freight only.
You're not getting send out another one. You're getting billed for the item that you pay the shipping and handling because nobody gave us a call back in that 48-hour trial. You filing
a No. It said nothing about that. It just said, you guys are a bunch
sir.
Of damn slime balls. You know,
it said I to you.
Pay shipping and handling only is what it said. That was $9.95.
I said it to you where you placed the order.
I'm just going to report it to Visa as fraud and let them take it from there.
You're reporting
it
to Visa? You're reporting it to your financial institution? They will have to get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side has to turn over your IP address? Okay. You contact us? I'm sorry. But you contact us so we can assist you. You contact us?
Misrepresented to me.
You contact... You contact us so we can assist you, but you're not allowing me to finish speaking, please.
I want a credit on my account ASAP then. I didn't agree to pay anybody $55.
Because I really hate for you to resist in the claim with your bank scene. See that the charge is valid. What I could do.
We're wasting
sir,
each other's time.
Allow me to finish speaking, please. That is the reason that you contact us.
No, I contacted you because you had a fraudulent charge on my card.
But you contact us so we can assist you. And you're not allowing me to finish speaking.
Okay, how long will it take to get the money back on my card?
What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done.
A 50% refund? I'll just have Visa go after you for all of it. This is a crock.
We went 99% of our claims sued, sir, due to terms and policies.
You can give me 50% of it back for nothing? For you guys scamming me?
It's not a scam when you agree to the information.
After you.
I really hate for you to what
fraud department. That's all I have to do.
Because I really hate for you to risk losing the claim. Because I really hate for you to risk losing the claim. I will process the refund for the $54.97, but that is not the way that your financial institution works.
Sorry.
The refund.
That's the way my math works.
Sir.
I didn't agree to pay you $54.
The refund will go back to your account. Your refund will go back to your account.
Back in my account by Monday, or I reported it's fraud.
Your refund will go back to your account for the $54.97 back to the account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. You'll receive an email confirmation. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Yeah, send me an email to that effect or a text.
Okay. Yes, you'll receive one, sir, in 24 hours. Your account is canceled. The refund of the $54.97 will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with? Is there something else I can assist you with?
Tell me for something I didn't do, and then you offer to pay me back half of it?
I stated I was going to issue you the full refund, sir.
I hope so, but if it's not on back on my card, let's say you say 3 to 5 business days, it's not back on my card by Wednesday, I report it as fraud.
We have our recorded call.
I can.
We have our recorded call where I have advised you it takes 3 to 5 business days for the $54.97 to go back to your account. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Yeah, if it's not back in by Wednesday, I'm going to file charges.
Okay.
And if
the account has been issued,
you're crazy.
The refund has been issued for the $54.97, and as a customer courtesy, I will process the refund for the $9.97. The refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with?
For the full $54.95, correct, or whatever it was?
Yes, $54.97 plus the $9.97 for the shipping. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, other than the fact I think you're a liar and a cheat.
I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Customer Care, sir.